It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Friday, December 12th. I'm Erin Fulton with Raven News. At a State Board of Education meeting earlier this month, alumni and former staff at Mount Edgecombe High School raised concerns about safety and student support at the state-run boarding school in Sitka. Dozens of students have withdrawn since the start of the school year, and the administration is still working to fill a number of vacant positions. KCAW's Hope McKenney sat down on Wednesday with Superintendent David Langford, who joined the administration in July, to discuss the claims. And a warning to listeners, this story mentions suicide.
We take all concerns very seriously, and especially accusations about student health. I will tell you that the report that was made to the State Board of Education and signed by a number of individuals, none of them contacted me to actually find out the real data and the real story. So where they got their information, I have no idea, because it didn't come from myself or any administrators here.
Yeah, and so you talked about that people hadn't consulted with you over what you called the real data and real story. Several speakers at that meeting said over 40 students have withdrawn enrollment so far this year. Is that number accurate? Is this unusual? Can you speak to that?
No, that number is not accurate. It's actually 43 students. And that's just to date. But compared to total number of students last year is 72. 2023 is 57. 2022 is 69. 2021 was 91. And 2020 was 94. And those are the COVID years. So expected a lot more. Traditionally, we have approximately 20 students that don't return after Christmas. I don't know of any yet that have said they're not returning, but it usually happens every single year. So I expect that 43 number to go up, but it's definitely not double. and it's in line with all the previous data, actually. So
a nurse practitioner at the school also said that 8 students were hospitalized for suicidal ideation between mid and late November. Is that number unusual?
That number is not unusual. We don't track that specific item. So all I can go on is I interviewed dorm staff that had been there for as long as 17 years. And they said that's not an unusual number, that they've often had 8 students within a week identify. I don't know where she is getting that number or how she got the authorization to release that number, but we do have students with suicide ideation. I was just on a meeting with superintendents across the state this week, and all of them identified the same problem. So it's not a Mount Edgecombe problem. It's a state problem. Mount Edgecombe gets a cross-section of students throughout the whole state. So it's not unusual that we would get students that have suicide ideation. Every one of those is taken extremely seriously, and every student is evaluated by a psychologist. We have to get a clean report from the psychologist to readmit them back into the dormitory, and then we meet with administrators to decide, are they safe to be in our dormitory? Because just because the psychologist says they can come back doesn't necessarily mean that they're safe to be in a dormitory where we have 1 to 80 aides to students. So sometimes we decide, no, we really can't support them. And in that case, then we work to move them on to higher treatment facilities. And
Okay, so just to clarify, it sounds like the number of students who've withdrawn enrollment this year, the number of students who've been hospitalized with suicidal ideation, those numbers aren't out of the ordinary.
No. I'm sure there's people that would disagree with me on that. But, you know, recently, maybe we had an increased number of suicide ideation in a single period of time. And that just means we jump into gear and everybody helps. In a strange way, I actually look at that as a positive thing, because it means more students have confidence in our wellness staff and counselors that they're reporting that they have those thoughts and need help. And I would look at that as very positive that we can get them the help that they need right away. So,
well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that I should have asked you or you'd like to share?
You know, it's everybody has fears. I have fears every day of students that need help, and are we getting them the right help, and are we identifying students, et cetera. And I would say everybody on the staff, both in the dormitory and academic building, is totally focused on just that. And we've had multiple meetings on prevention techniques and basically preventing our students from getting access to, you know, any kind of over-the-counter drugs or anything else that could encourage suicide, that kind of thing. So, and we have really good relationships with entities around the state that students need to be placed in a higher level of care. We work directly with them and transport them. And so we do everything possible to support kids that have that suicide ideation.
That was Mount Edgecombe High School Superintendent David Langford talking to KCAW's Hope McKenney. If you or someone you know is struggling with emotional distress or suicidal thoughts, you can call or text 988 to reach the Suicide Crisis Line for 24-hour support, or contact the Alaska Care Line at 1-877-266-4357. In more education news, teacher and principal turnover rates in Alaska have increased overall beyond levels preceding the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to new data from the Institute of Social and Economic Research, or ICER. And it comes as the state continues working on ways to improve teacher retention and recruitment in the state. Dana DeFeo is the director of the Center for Alaska Education Policy Research, a clearinghouse for education-related work with ICER. She said at December's State Board of Education meeting that the teacher and principal turnover rate has generally risen beyond rates seen before the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're seeing just a fairly steady, consistent upward trend. And like I said, we're going to see this pattern no matter how we slice the data.
In 2024, 17% of teachers and 27% of principals left their school districts. While turnover decreased during the pandemic, the new data marks an overall increase since 2013. The research builds on previous work, which studied turnover rates in 2019 and 2021. While principal turnover is generally higher than teacher turnover, DeFeo says the trend depends on the type of community.
When we start to dig into the data, they show that educator turnover is not a monolith. It looks different. It looks different in different places. It looks different in different contexts. And as we develop policies and as we develop programs to interrupt these patterns, it's kind of useful to look at the nuances of these data.
For example, in 2024, principals left schools at a higher rate than teachers in communities outside of cities. But the opposite is true for urban schools, where about 30% of teachers left, as opposed to 21% of principals. According to a University of Alaska report to the state legislature, teacher turnover rates statewide sat above the national average between 2012 and 2021. High turnover is associated with negative student outcomes. The state has been working on improving teacher retention since at least 2020. That includes a teacher apprenticeship at the University of Alaska Anchorage and Fairbanks campuses. University of Alaska Southeast also expects to begin a principal training program next fall. DeFeo said in an interview with KTOO that her team plans on surveying teachers in February to see which factors play into their decisions to leave.
What we can see pretty clearly is who stays and who goes. We can do that very accurately. What we don't know all the time is why they make those choices.
ICER plans to publish a full report on turnover rates next spring. Taking a look at the community calendar. Children 7 to 10 are invited to pick up a STEM to Go kit at the Sitka Public Library. This program runs on Fridays through today, December 12th. The kits are free and available until they're gone. And children age 5 to 10 are invited to pick up a Build Your Own Snowman kit, also available at the Sitka Public Library, until the kits are gone. Public restroom hours at Crescent Harbor, Lake and Lincoln Street, Moeller Field, Sandy Beach, and Whale Park are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily until further notice due to staffing limitations. Questions can be directed to the Public Works Department. The deadline to register an entry for the Wearable Arts Show is today, Friday, December 12th. The event itself will be held at Harrigan Centennial Hall, February 7th. Registration is online at sitkaartscouncil.org. Sitka Food Coalition holds a free community fish dinner at 6 p.m. today at Sitka Lutheran Church. Entry is by the back door. Desserts to share are welcome. And looking ahead to the weekend, the Made in Sitka Holiday Market is at Harrigan Centennial Hall Saturday and Sunday, December 13th and 14th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Girls on the Run free dance party themed 5K Fun Run for All is at 10 a.m. Saturday, December 13th, starting at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Registration is at 9:30 a.m. And Sitka Homeless Coalition holds a ribbon cutting for Hit Kisani at noon to 2 p.m. Saturday, December 13th at 401 Jarvis Street. I'm Erin Fulton, and this has been Raven News.
This is Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. It's 1 minute after 7 o'clock. We're headed into NPR headlines and Alaska Morning News next.